All right, we're going to move on. South Dakota Go Outdoors update. We've got Keith Fisk with us, the licensing supervisor. Welcome, Keith.
Good afternoon, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling. Congratulations, Madam Chair. Probably get a lot of phone calls, so good luck. I visited with you folks last month in December, so I just have a real brief update here on South Dakota Go Outdoors website. Since we met last time, I talked about the preference point open purchase period. That concluded on January 4th. During those 3 months, we sold just under 100,000 preference points. 20,000 of those, which I'm sure there were some people in this room, purchased those in the last 2 weeks. So another reminder that we're all procrastinators. So some pretty big numbers there we were excited about. A couple of reminders for folks, auto renew, so people that have combination licenses, small game fishing licenses, those types of things. There's a feature on the website where you can click a button which automatically renews those licenses, so they don't have to worry about going into the next hunting or fishing season and not remembering to purchase that license. There's about 50,000 people that have that feature selected, so that'll occur here at the end of January. So that will be good to get people out started here in 2023. I know some commissioners have also fielded calls and or emails about our 2022 draw stats or statistics related to in this West River Deer unit, these many people applied that had this many preference points. These folks were successful. People use those significantly to try to plan their fall hunting seasons to pick which units and which seasons that they can draw those licenses. Our elk, bighorn sheep, and mountain goat draw statistics are up for 2022. However, all the other seasons, prairie spring turkey, West River Deer, East River Deer, Black Hills, we're running into some speed bumps, but our developer's working hard on that, and we're hoping to have that available for the public about the end of February. So that will be coming online. Again, we'll certainly have it available prior to the deer seasons, some of those bigger big game seasons. But that has been in the works for many months. We're just running a little bit behind, but that is coming online here shortly. The last couple things I'd have to say is that we kicked off our 2023 application season today. Lake Francis Case paddlefish snagging open. So if you're a paddle fisher or want to be a paddle fisher person, that opened today, so that's kind of exciting. And then we're going to start rolling into our draw season pretty significantly here. In a couple weeks, we've got our five turkey seasons will open up, and then here coming up in March, we'll have our landowner elk preference application period open. So it's going to be starting to roll into a very busy time of the year for us as well as our customers. And then the last reminder again I had is that again here moving forward in 23, all applications are going to be required to be online. Of course, I talked to you that last month, you know, we'll still help people if they come into an office. They can call the call center and people can take application over phone, but there won't be any more paper applications that are mailed in. And again, the percentages are very high. We're real close. All the seasons combined, we're over 90% already. Electronics, we're well positioned to be successful. It's going to be a little bit of a growing pain for some of those people that routinely put paper applications in, but we're prepared to help those people and get them started. And then if they really struggle, obviously still take those applications, those other methods as well. The last thing then I have to say is that staff have been busy preparing here over the last couple months to have a successful 2023. Brandt, our vendor, they were on site this week since last Monday. They're leaving today. Had some really good productive meetings with those folks. We've made a lot of changes to our system since we launched a year ago. Our customers are going to be a lot more familiar because they've been through this for a year. So we're really set up to be excited and successful here in 2023. With that, I'll take any questions if you have any.
Any questions from the commission? Yeah, Commissioner Springs.
What I was wondering, you said that if people could call in and be helped to apply, is that going to keep on going? I mean, I've had some calls from some older guys that they don't have a computer, they're not into this at all. I was just wondering, is that that gonna stay in effect so that they could just call up here and get an application or apply there on the phone? How does that all work?
Commissioner Spring, we'll certainly accommodate those people. I mean, if somebody doesn't have a computer and they've been hunting in the past, they obviously have an account, so they can call the GFP office. We'll help them out. They can always call the call center, which has extended hours of operation. I think it's 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. We'll continue to offer that for the foreseeable future, because obviously we know there's people out there that don't have a computer and or maybe can't, they're not super literate, so we'll always accommodate those people to be able to get them in. So you can tell them, rest assured, if they call us, we'll make sure to get them in. Just make sure they call before the deadline.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Any other questions for Keith while we have him up here? No? Very good.